In the not-too-distant future, four movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our four heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
Than a locomotive, able to soar higher than any plane, this amazing stranger from the planet Krypton, the Man of Steel, Superman. Possessing remarkable physical strength, Superman fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice, disguised as a mild-mannered newspaper reporter, Clark Kent.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Apocalypse Video CryptoCast, where we review all 17 installments of the Max Fleischer Superman cartoons. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by Morton Hoof himself. Morton Hoof. Sorry. That was a botched intro. I'm sorry, my lord.
It's a great night for murder.
That's right. The ninth short in the 17-part series, Terror on the Midway. And it's worth noting, this is the final Fleischer Superman cartoon.
That could be a good movie title.
Terror on the Midway?
Yeah.
I feel like that exists. I mean, beyond this. Like, that sounds like a movie title.
Yeah, that's why it sounds like a good one.
But anyway, yeah, this is the last Fleischer cartoon before it would become Famous Studios, before Dave and Max Fleischer would part ways with this series, and it would end up getting taken over by someone else.
Have you noticed that Dave Fleischer and you, Dave Snyder, have the same first name?
I have noticed that.
Yeah. Interesting. Let the listeners ponder that a little bit.
Back in the day, that would be on Reddit as a crappy movie detail. But anyway, Terror on the Midway, final Fleischer cartoon. And I got to say, sadly, I think they kind of end on a whimper.
I see what you're saying, and I kind of agree. But at the same time, I think that this last episode is kind of bonanzas a little bit.
There's some weirdness going on, yeah.
They bust out some stops that we haven't seen before, specifically camera.
Like close-ups.
Yeah, close-ups. They use these close-ups to really generate some dynamism in the shots that we haven't seen before. There's at least three instances where, like, it's extreme close-ups where the character's face just fills the entire screen.
Well, and like, not only that, like, character faces look different, like particularly eyes.
Well,
like,
it's just those kids.
No, well,
who have like gaping holes into the void for
just
eyes.
Just black dots. Mm-hmm. But it happens with Superman too. At the end, his eyes get really big and weird, like they're usually, he's kind of like squinty looking, his eyes. Here they like grow huge and are super white, and it's just like, whoa, what the hell happened? And I gotta wonder, like, I'm assuming they just did that because of the close-ups,
maybe. And it's, and then in this episode, I just have to imagine, or maybe just hope, that with that they knew that this was going to be their last episode, and they threw in some weird things like the close-ups. And then Clark just gets straight up cynical, and he just says,
right in the beginning,
it's like a great night for murder or fire or something. Or like, something. I don't even know why they're there. I don't remember. Like, they're just reporting on the circus.
It can't be a story. They have to just be there, because what would the story be? Like, circus in town.
But you're the one who posits that Lois doesn't like Clark, so why would they be there together?
Exactly. She clearly doesn't like him.
Is it because they have dubious morals, and they had to do something. And
oh my
this is
God.
Part of the deal.
Clark's like, I'm forcing you to come with me to the circus because I love
this
it.
This is
so
the
much.
Beginning of the date. So we can even say that, you know, as you so perversely suggested last episode, that the dubious morals I was discussing had sexual favors and sexual implications.
Oh, you
whereas Clark you know, being the mild-mannered, innocent reporter that he is, would simply use the blackmail in favor of a night out.
Hmm.
A nice night out at the circus.
Yeah, but then he follows it up with the first opening line is, oh, looks like I got night for a murder or a fire or something. Like, so Clark has got some dubious things going on as well.
So you agree?
Yes, but...
Oh, so you see my point. Thank you. Okay, so all the listeners who are listening to this episode after the volcano episode can go back, and then everything will start to make sense now that we have Dave's agreement.
Okay, yes. Because otherwise, there's no reason for them to be there at all. Mm-hmm. Because it's been established, not that continuity is a big thing in these cartoons, but mm-hmm. it's been established that they don't like each other. Or certainly Lois doesn't like Clark.
Lois doesn't, I don't know.
Or it's barely tolerant.
I don't even know if, I wouldn't even call it like Lois just doesn't respect Clark.
That's
basically
fair. Yeah.
But actually it's kind of funny because in the same realm as the close-ups, we get this action shot of Superman fighting the gorilla, and then it's just like a close-up of Superman's ass.
That's right.
and I don't know, I think I said it out loud, but I for sure wrote it down. I'm like, nice ass, oops.
I put great ass in my notes.
So we both, Dave and I both admired Superman's ass.
Well, because like I think you might be on something. Maybe the Fleischers knew this was their last one, so they're like, let's get weird, let's mm-hmm. get some ass in there. Like, let's really and accentuate then, Superman's ass.
And then also something that has been in every episode, I think. So we got to include it. Some just random bullet sprays.
Yes. So, okay, so this whole episode,
listeners, Dave got really
this
excited
whole episode hinges on a monkey fucking around. Like, it all hinges on a monkey fucking around next to the gorilla enclosure. Like, he puts, like, what happens? Like, he ends up, like, accidentally, like, unhooking mm-hmm. the lock, and the gorilla gets out and causes havoc and releases a bunch of other animals.
The monkey version of the human who dropped the oil thing in the...
in the Arctic Giant. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a mishap. That's all that happens. And so the whole episode is Superman just wrangling these animals together in really inhumane ways.
Yeah, he full-on gets a panther into, like, a full Nelson.
Yeah.
And then tosses it back into its cage.
It's so bizarre. Yeah, and what I love, like, when he becomes Superman, like, oh, well, before that, we gotta get to something. You brought it up. At one moment in this episode, inexplicably, while shit's going down, you hear a spray of bullets. You don't see where they come from. You don't see what they're hitting.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
you see
do?
Them hit the wall, but you don't see where they're coming from. And you hear them and they hit the wall, and then that's it. It's just a random bullet spray. You don't, like, cops aren't out there shooting.
No.
It's just bullets just coming out of nowhere, just hitting the wall. It's crazy.
You don't see where they came from, and it's never referenced again.
No,
it just happens.
It doesn't even
it.
Lead to any other chain reactions. No. It doesn't hit, you know, an explosion, a explosive box.
It doesn't release some other like mm-hmm. nope. animal.
Just bullets hit the wall, and that's it. Just more chaos.
Yeah. But anyway. So I wanted to point that out. But yeah, it's funny. The moment when Clark Kent becomes Superman, it's the moment where, you know, you see the silhouette of this, the shadow of him. And it's like, he's in the Superman outfit. He poses. And the music is interrupted as a lion tackles him to the ground. It's so funny. And I'm just like, that's like... I really think the Fleischers were like, fuck it, at this stage. Like, we're gonna interrupt the da-da-da-da-da-da and just have a lion tackle his ass to the ground.
Yeah, I think that I would hope that it was intentional.
Because it's so weird.
And then along the lines of animal cruelty, I guess, so there are, I don't remember if they're police or just like the zookeepers or whatever, but when the gorilla is loose, they have these spears that are trying to ward off the gorilla, and then they have nets, I think. But the next scene, there is a spear. The spears are stabbing the gorilla, so they've literally stabbed the gorilla.
It's bizarre. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. This is the early 40s. It's not like animal cruelty is going to be surprising at this point.
But it's funny because I don't know. I mean, it's just like the spears are literally they've stabbed the gorilla.
Yeah.
So, and I guess this massive gorilla who can cause chaos just has no monitor. No one's monitoring it.
Like no. Well, everyone just leaves.
Yeah.
Or they leave in terror. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, I think that's about it.
There's not well, one thing I thought was interesting, the gorilla, like on the enclosure or whatever, the poster or whatever, it just says presenting gigantic. And that's all it says. I was like, there's no follow-up to that. Gigantic gorilla.
Well, it's to hook you because you're like, gigantic what?
And then you see it, you're like, oh, that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're like, oh, all gorillas are gigantic.
Yeah. I almost, this falls into the realm of, I think, kind of like so bad it's good, because there's so many weird things going on in this episode. Mm-hmm. I kind of would recommend it just for that, because it's so bizarre.
Well, yeah, I think honestly I might recommend this episode over all other episodes to just some random person. Like, if I was like, oh, there's one episode you have to see, and it's this one.
Like, right away, your face, like, when the monkey starts fucking around, you're like, what is happening right now? What have you gotten me into? That's going to be your reaction. And then you're going to be like, this is weird.
Yeah.
He's throwing lions around and shit. He does not care. But anyway, yeah. Oh, I think a recommendation just based on the pure weirdness of it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, like, but that said, like, compared to, like, the first couple installments, like, again, it's kind of like ending with a whimper, and it's a little bit of a shame that they couldn't end on a high note, like, with something as good as Mechanical Monsters. But hey, you know, whatever, we got what we got, and, you know, be thankful for that, I guess. But that's gonna conclude the Fleischer run of the Superman cartoons in the 40s. We'll pick up next time with the first of many racial stereotypical episodes in the Superman series. I'm your host, Dave, signing off from Sector 2.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Hope. We'll be back next time with the Japateurs.
Lucky Lois always gets her story.
And luckily, she lives to ride it.
Thanks to Superman.